Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. I'm Mary Griffith. I don't get a chance often enough to say thank you to Steve Bohl. He's been my partner now for two decades at least, and, you know, we get along even though you wouldn't know it by listening to our banter on the radio station. And Steve this morning has just done a lot of extra special favors for me. He's not left the room yet even because he's still waiting on me hand and foot. Thank you, Steve.
I'm waiting on the money.
Oh, forget the money. And by the way, this is not recorded, so you'll never have proof that I said this. Hey, folks, we've got a great day on the Mary Griffith Show today. I have a backup plan, but I don't want to go to it. I have a pre-recorded Best of Mary Griffith Show, but I don't want to play it. I want to hear from you. Open phones right now on the Mary Griffith Show. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. You don't have to identify yourself. I don't know who you are. We don't have caller ID. You can talk about any topic you want to. A lot of people have been calling up and saying thank you to neighbors or friends for helping them out during this COVID-19 period. We had a gentleman yesterday who talked about COVID-19 vaccine and allergies to it. One interesting aspect, here I read the Catholic Times a month ago or so, is it moral to take the COVID-19 vaccine? I've never thought about it, but the Catholic bishop has assured everyone that both the Pfizer and Moderna strains of COVID-19 vaccine do not use any, human parts or anything like that, or anything that came from human experimentation. You know, things we never thought about in years past, but now everything's cloned and whatever. So whatever you want to talk about, lighthearted topics, heavy topics, I don't care. I just love it when you call 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD, and we can have a fabulous conversation about any topic you want. So there you go. One thing that came to my mind, and again, I'm not setting the topics. It just was off the top of my mind. It's not very timely because it involves being in a boat. But I love Judge Judy. I don't get to watch her every afternoon, but I love Judge Judy. If I'm in the car, I'm always listening to WTAD, of course. But if I'm home, I listen to Judge Judy, and she had the most interesting case on the other day. It basically, what it boiled down to was these people went to Lake Havasu, Arizona, and rented a boat, had no idea how to drive the boat, and caused a wreck. And I thought it was quite interesting that you can rent a boat. You know, you don't have to have any operator's license to operate a boat, so you just go out and run this boat. You could never go and rent a car without a license, but you can rent a boat. Well, somebody wants to talk about something more exciting than boating accidents on Lake Havasu, Arizona Lake, so that's a pretty low bar. I hope you can top it.
Well, if people are really interested, there used to be a boater safety course that the boat clubs put on in Quincy. I don't know if they do that anymore or not.
You know, I haven't heard about that. Yeah, the Coast Guard and the boat clubs used to get together. They may still do it and just don't notify me, but you're right.
That was 25 years ago that I took it, so who knows.
But you know how to drive a boat now.
Well, yeah, I did then.
Well, there again, let me ask you, before we get into your topic, if you were going somewhere on vacation, and you have known how to drive a boat, would you go out and rent a boat without taking any kind of, would you walk me through how this thing works? Can I take you for a little lap around the marina till I know what I'm doing?
I've rented a boat in Lake of the Ozarks, and I've rented a boat at Table Rock in Branson. And yes, we ask them every time to give us a good once over on the boat. I don't know why you would possibly rent a boat. I think you were right this morning. People think boats have brakes, and obviously they don't.
So. No, and they glide for a very long time.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. So what was on your mind besides boating safety on this snowy day?
Well, I was calling to give people a very early heads up on the St. Edward's Church Whole Hog Day. Unfortunately, we're not going to get to do what we typically do, which is a big sit-down, family-style meal. But we are doing a drive-through. It is going to be Sunday, February 14th. Drive-through is going to start at 8 to 1, and it's going to work the same way a lot of our fish fries have worked, where you'll pull in on the on South State Road, from the highway that runs there through Mendon. You'll pull in to the first right behind the church, and we'll take your orders, and hopefully we'll be able to run those through pretty quickly. We're pretty efficient usually when people come in and sit down, so we're hoping it's going to be the same when people drive through. We are taking meat orders. We've always taken meat orders. We're going to be happy to do that again. You can pre-order, or you can ask what we have available that day.
Now, that can be, I mean, this is good pork, too. You've got bacon and sausage and all kinds of stuff, right? You've even got head cheese.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, usually every year.
Unfortunately, you have head cheese?
Well, yeah, for those of us that have to help prepare it that don't typically like it. But I tell you, last year he would have been eight, but my eight-year-old son and his buddy that go around and serve it, they sat down, and I don't know how many servings they had, but they love head cheese. But, yeah, we've got it available. Now, typically we serve it that day. I don't know whether or not we're going to have any available to serve that day. You'll have to ask when you get there.
It's the kind of thing you either like or don't. And so when people say, who would want it? Well, you can't get it very often. So there's plenty of people that want it, and you probably will sell it more in the prepackaged, you know, pre-retail, you know,
Yeah, and
area.
We sell out every year.
Yeah.
I've been going to that church for my entire life. I'll be 40 this year, and to the best of my recollection, we've never had head cheese left.
Okay. The thing that most people wouldn't want to start with, you can't get it. You can't even have any leftovers.
Yep.
I happen to know who this is, so I'll call you by your name. Paul, even though I don't have caller ID, I don't need that to know it's you, the man of the year at St. Edward's Church. How do you prepare for something like this? Because are you anticipating about the same with a drive-through crowd? Are you anticipating 50% less? How in the world do the men of St. Edward's Church say, well, how many hogs are we going to kill and how much of this stuff are we going to make?
We're the men's club met, and to the best of my knowledge, we're going to plan on a normal year. So much of our sales come from the meat orders, especially the last couple of years, since, as you know, there's no Porkorama anymore, and the meat sales are usually pretty good from that for the Ursa Lions Club. Our meat orders have gone up, and we expect that to continue this year, and hopefully we'll be serving about the same amount of people. You know, sausages, something, and pancakes, really, if you stack them up, are something that stay warm in a takeout container. And, you know, biscuits and gravy, we're going to serve that as well. And hopefully, you know, we can still serve the same amount of people. It was nice before, you know, we're frying a big thing of sausage, and we're flipping pancakes on two, sometimes three grills, depending on the demand. And, you know, we think we can get people through fairly quickly. So we've got a good facility set up. We've got that new building we put up right next to the church where we can cook sausage up there, and we can fry pancakes and make biscuits and gravy inside. So we're hoping to be pretty efficient. That's the plan anyway. So our plan is to serve as many people as normal. Now, we're not expecting, you know, every once in a while we'll serve, you know, 5 or 10% more than we did the year before. We're not expecting something like that.
Right.
But a standard year, and, you know, usually we've got a little bit of meat left, and the parishioners usually do a good job of buying that up. But, yeah, I can certainly call back in afterwards if we've got leftover meat, but usually that's not a problem either.
Not a problem. Well, let's get the rundown again. It's Valentine's Day morning,
yep.
And tell us all about St. Edward's, and it's in Mendon, and tell us
yep.
all about what's on the menu and how much it's going to cost us.
Yep, so it's our annual pancake and sausage and biscuits and gravy. It is sponsored by the St. Edward's Men's Club. It'll be Sunday, February 14th, and it is drive-through only. It's going to be 8 to 1 o'clock. All meals are $8. There's no kids menu for this one, so it's just an $8 meal. We are selling sausage links and sausage bulk. We sell those in 2.5-pound packages. We're going to sell ribs, pork chops, backbones, head cheese, and bacon. If you're interested in prices or would like to place an order, you can call our parish office and leave a message. It is 936-2289. 936-2289, and we're happy to get back with you. If you do place an order and would like to pick it up early, you can pick up on Saturday, the day before, on February 13th from 3 to 5. We'll be working in the basement, cleaning up, and typically we would set up for our dine-in meal, but so cleanup hopefully won't take quite as long since we don't have to set up all the tables and chairs.
You know what? There's something to be said for this COVID restrictions every once in a while, isn't it?
That's right.
Paul, thank you so much. Oh, I did get your flyer. We've already put a PSA on WTAD. We always take care of you. And we just love the folks up in Mendon. We have so many good WTAD listeners up there. It won't be the same without rubbing elbows there with you guys.
Yeah.
But everybody get out and enjoy that Valentine's Day morning breakfast. Mom shouldn't have to cook on Valentine's Day. Take her up to Mendon. It is delightful. And like you said, the food stays hot. Even getting back to Quincy shouldn't be any problem.
Yep.
Pop it in the microwave if you have to for a few seconds, and you'll have it just as good as new.
Yep, and we're very thankful, you know. The amount of people we serve is more than the population of the area that our church serves. So obviously there's plenty of people that come in from outside the area, plenty of Quincy people. You know, the Zangers show up and they take two whole tables themselves. So we're hoping they can come out and we can get them served. And we do appreciate all the people from Quincy that take that short little trip up north to come see us. So hopefully they can come do that again this year.
Okay, thank you very much, Paul, for your call today. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Mary.
It is 9:29. Here's the situation, folks. I want to keep talking to you about whatever you want to talk about, but I'm not going to talk to myself. So we're going to take a quick break, call during the break, and as long as you call, we'll stave off the old pre-recorded Mary Griffiths show. As long as we've got good things to talk about, we'll keep talking. But dial right now, 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. That's toll-free, 1-800-228-9823 or 223-9300. We'll be right back after we hear from our show sponsor, Hilbing Auto Body. People want to talk, and I want to let them, so we're heading right back to the phone lines. Keep those phone lines ringing. Good morning. First
Good
caller
morning.
Up, what's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the COVID vaccine.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm first of all, it's always kind of hard to follow your son. Although as we grow older, that's what we get to do is follow our children. So here we go. I was lucky enough to get a COVID vaccine, but I've been listening to the news and hearing people talk controversially about whether they're going to get the vaccine or not.
Right.
Which is, it's a little disconcerting. And I know there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of concerns about reactions and how effective it is and whether people or the companies are using aborted babies to do the research. All of that tends to put people off, and it really shouldn't, because we're never going to get out of this thing unless people take the vaccine.
Right. Well, I just said going into the show, one good thing, the Bishop of Illinois has approved both the Pfizer and Moderna. He says that you don't have to worry about, you know, aborted babies or a stem cell that's been taken from the wrong places. So that should ease those worries about Pfizer and Moderna vaccines.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully it will. But it seems that those of us who are alarmist, maybe is not the right word, but close, tend to not listen to the other side of the things that we've become alarmed about. So hopefully people will recognize that the bishop is, as Bishop Paprocki has told us, that it's none of that is true. But some of the disturbing things that we've heard are that not all of the people who are working in nursing homes or care facilities have chosen to take the vaccine, and even some of the residents have not chosen. And since in the past that has been, those have been hotbeds of COVID,
right.
Why I just struggle with how people can
it's really,
not take
yeah,
the vaccine.
It's disconcerting in the medical field why people wouldn't take it. But, you know, there are plenty of reasons for people not to take it. And being allergic is one, although, you know, again, you they'll be watching you. They'll just jab you in the arm and then send you on your merry way. I mean, if you're going to have a reaction to it, they'll probably monitor you for at least, you know, a half hour and an hour. But
you sit at a table for 15 minutes with a timer.
Yeah.
And they stand right there and watch you. So,
well, here's the problem. I mean, you know, you and I are not going to solve. We're not going to change anybody's mind. There are people who think that the government brought this whole thing up, and this is all a hoax, in order to put a chip in our brain that will allow, you know, people to control our thoughts. So I'm telling you that we can talk all day, and we're not going to change anybody's mind on that. But when you hear about, I don't understand why medical professionals don't take it. I don't understand why everybody that's in the front lines doesn't take it. But here's the good news. I mean, if there is good news, there isn't enough vaccine to go around right away anyway. So next week in Missouri and Illinois, they're opening up to anyone 65 and older. So, you know, that will allow people who want to get the vaccine to move it to the head of the line. Those who don't want it, you can't force somebody to take it. I mean, you know.
No, and I understand that we, the naysayers and the hardliners that are against the vaccine, we're not going to influence them significantly. But I would hope that the more we talk about it and the more people that you come in contact with who have had the vaccine without any ill effects and who support the vaccine, maybe those people that are on the fence will decide, well, maybe it's okay, maybe I should go get it for the good of the community and for the good of my family and those who I'm around all the time.
For the good of the community. Well, I'll share a personal story with you. I've had COVID. I don't know how I got it. I was very careful, but I still got it. I don't think I gave it to anybody. My husband never got it. None of my coworkers got it. But anyway, I was eligible to receive that experimental drug, that namalimabombabob or whatever that I can't pronounce.
Yeah.
And so I said, yeah, I'll take it. So I went down, and it's an infusion. You have to sit there. It took 2.5 hours. It took about an hour and 15 minutes for the IV to drip completely into my body, and then they watched me and monitored me for another little over an hour while I rehydrated, and they did some things to make sure I was medically okay. I had so many people say, oh, I would have been afraid to do that. And I said, well, they were medically monitoring me, you know. I said, I'm a little afraid to die of it, too. So I'd been through 2 days of absolute hell. So I said, yes, I will present myself at Quincy Medical Group. I mean, I will come and get the magic dose because, you know, after that, I didn't have any problems whatsoever. Now, I still have a little COVID fatigue and some leftover things. But now, if I'd have had that and my face swelled up like, you know, a balloon and I had, you know, been puking all over the place, I'd probably have a different attitude. But again, medical personnel are monitoring you to make sure that after you receive the inoculation, the COVID-19 inoculation, you should be okay. And if you have allergies to something, tell them. Like the gentleman who called yesterday, his mother has an allergy to shellfish. If you have an allergy to peanuts, make sure there's not that in the dose. And if they can't guarantee that it's not in there, don't take it.
Right, right.
That's all you can do.
And, you know, my family, some of them have had it, and some of us missed it. And so, you know, you can't hide. That's the problem. It is so widespread now that it seems like it's just impossible to hide. So I would think we would be taking every precaution that's available to us and try and get ourselves back to some level of mitigation, which allows us to move a little more freely throughout the community, allows our children to participate in activities at school again. It's got us so strapped down that it's becoming a bit alarming, and so hopefully we'll get over it soon.
Wow, great phone call. I agree with you 100%. I hope that if there is a secret chip implanted in it, it makes everybody think the way I think. That's all I can ask for.
Well, there you go. And I'm not sure, even if there was one implanted, that it would align itself with those of us that think like that.
Okay, well, thank you so very much for your call. I so greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Mary, have a good day.
You have a great day. What a wonderful caller. No idea who he is. But again, you know, I totally respect it's your right to refuse the vaccine. Nobody's forcing you to take it. More doses left for the rest of us. You know, I mean, it's just like anything else. Whatever. I didn't take the flu shot for years, and I had reasons. I didn't like the mercury that was in it. I didn't like, you know, boy, I tell you what, this COVID came around, and this year I'm like, give me that flu shot. I don't care what the heck's in that thing. I'm more afraid of dying than I am of whatever side effect I'll have from that. So it's amazing how quickly you can change your mind. Well, we've got callers now, and I can't wait to get to them. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Mary. I have been trying to call that number for the Adams County Health to register to get the shot, and all I get is the busy signal. Well, and I've been trying since 8:30.
Well, this is going to be problematic. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, there now we're moving into a space where all of a sudden next Monday, you know, everybody over the age of 65, which in Adams County there are almost 70,000 people, I would say that probably at least 20% of them, if not more, over 65. So now we're going to be trying to inoculate, you know, 15,000 people.
I'm 76, and I thought, okay, I better get the shot. And like I said, they give that number out, and they just must have one phone. That's the only thing I can say.
Well, there is only so much they can do. They're going to take appointments. I can't be critical of them. I guess you're just going to have to try or go online. Can you go online?
No, I don't have a computer or anything like that.
Yeah, I know. It's the whole world. The whole world thinks that we all have a computer. I am so sick and tired of the world. Well, you could do that online.
It's well, like, I know.
I don't want to do it online.
I don't
help
either.
Help me out, you know. Well, all I can tell you to do is keep calling. Now, this is a problem, and again, I've always been very pro how they've been handling the COVID testing. And to date, the COVID shots, I've been very pleased. I had a COVID test myself. I've had several incidences where I've had to use the Adams County Health Department, and I've been very pleased with how quickly they've moved everybody through. But, yeah, it's going to take a while, and I don't know. Maybe they'll get so overwhelmed that they'll just maybe I'm not suggesting this. Well, actually, I am suggesting it, but don't take my word for it. That's going to happen. They almost ought to say anybody named A through C, show up today. Anybody D through F, you know, because this is a nightmare. I mean, you know, I mean, if you can't get through to make an appointment, you're gonna have nothing but problems.
That would be absolutely great if they did that. I mean, go by the, you know, your last or your last name, your
anybody born you know this week, or you know, everybody with January birthdays come this week, whatever. It's not fair however you do it. Somebody will complain, and that's part of the problem. But
well, you're right.
I wish you the best. I hope you can get in. I hope you can get the shot. Just keep trying to call the number, and then by golly, when they give you a time, don't miss it.
Oh no, I don't want to miss that. Like I said, both of my kids, they told me that I should get it because, well, I'm a type 2 diabetic, and I'm allergic to penicillin. And my daughter, she's allergic to anything that's cillin. And she got her shot because she works for a medical group. And she says, Mom, it's nothing.
Right.
So.
Oh, I mean, I agree. I don't know why people are so averse to taking it. It's funny. Half the people don't want to take it. And then the other half that want to take it can't get in. Well, we've got another caller. I'm going to let you go.
Okay,
good luck.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Okay, thank you. Health department, listen up. You got people that want to take this stuff. Let's get it going. Good morning. You're on the Mary Griffith Show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Mary. I was hoping you could answer a question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Our accountant told us that we were qualified to get the stimulus check. And we never received the first stimulus check, which is okay, I guess. But
you mean you never got the $1,200?
Right.
Right. Why?
But now that they have more coming,
why do you think you didn't get it?
I have no idea. And he gave us a website to check out. Our accountant gave us the website, and our Social Security numbers are not even in there. I just wondered who I could contact.
Well, I guess the first place I would start would be with Congressman LaHood's office. Don't go to your state. Don't go to Tracy or Freeze, because that's not, you know, it's a federal thing. I would go to Congressman LaHood's office, and I would ask them what were the criteria, because I thought everybody got it. I mean, they didn't care if you were working, not working, you know, just everybody blanket got it. So,
well, except if you made it such a certain amount of money, which we did not. And
well,
so that's
yeah,
why
I mean,
we contacted our accountant.
Wealthy, I mean, yeah, right. I mean, you know, yeah.
And he said, yes, for sure, we should have received it, but we did not.
Well, I would look into it because guess what? I was so mad this morning. Steve often, you don't hear what happens between me and Steve during commercial breaks, but every once in a while, Steve will say to me during a commercial break, you kind of used an opinionated word in that news story there. I said, okay, I'll edit that out. Well, this morning on the national news, I heard Americans are about to get paid, you know, $600. I'm like, paid? I didn't do anything to earn it. I'm about to be gifted $600.
Right.
I'm not
correct.
About to be paid. This is my pet peeve. People who get their welfare checks say, well, I got to wait till I get paid. You're not getting paid. You didn't do anything to earn it. So,
right.
But if
and
I
never want to feel that way, but
right.
I assume since everyone got it that
and
we
look,
should have gotten one too.
When I first got it, I went, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my whole life. My husband,
we
and
did
I,
too.
My husband, and I don't need this. And but we, of course, cashed the check. And then time went on, and I'd lost my part-time job. And my husband lost his summer job. And suddenly it was like, oh, well, it's kind of nice to have that. And now we checked the bank last night to see, is our new check in? So, yeah, I mean, you can have whatever opinion you want about whether the government should be doing this, but I don't know too many people who aren't cashing the checks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
I'll
you.
Contact
yeah, call, LaHood's call LaHood's office. That's my suggestion to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Still time to get in on the Mary Griffith Show at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. This caller waited patiently. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning. My concerns, and first of all, on the COVID issue, one thing I think should be mentioned, because we were discussing a good friend of mine in Oak Park, about women that are having a baby. I mean, those people have to be in a really tough situation whether to get the vaccine or not. And I'm sure those people in that situation would be talking to their doctor very closely at this point because it'd have to be, because there's not enough information out there is what happens if somebody is having a baby, is pregnant.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, I agree with you, but we don't have to worry about that right now because you know how long it's going to be before the average human being can get this vaccine? I mean, by the time they get down to me, I will have had the baby. I mean, this is not going to happen in just a couple of months. I mean, I agree with you. Everybody should be asking their doctor, should I take the vaccine? But
right.
We're just now opening it up to people 65 and older. By the time they get down to, you know, women in their 20s who are perfectly healthy, that woman will have had that baby, probably. You know what I mean?
Right, I agree. But they all have to be thinking of the health themselves and also the health of the baby.
Well, yeah.
You know what would the shot do? And there's not enough information. But another issue came up with diversity. We're really good friends, although our philosophies are completely apart. He's a big FDR guy, and I'm more of a Coolidge Reagan Kennedy guy, and. We thought about diversity when we were going to school. I remember when I was at Quincy High, I always carried a conservative digest, but I also carried Time, Newsweek, which basically gave me the old left, Newsweek, the new left, U.S. News and World Report, center right. And people were more open to different ideas. It seems like today we don't get that much. You don't hear much about the debate teams and things like that. And we don't seem to have the respect for other people's opinions, even though they may be quite different from our own.
Really hit a soft spot in my heart because my father, for his lifetime, was a Time, Newsweek, and U.S. News and World Report reader. And I remember reading those magazines when I was in second grade. I mean, I thought that was normal that you would do that. When it comes to diversity, I know one of the reasons that they've lowered the age to get the vaccine is that African Americans and Latinos live, they die younger. And so if you started at 75, the vast majority of people who would be eligible for the vaccine would be white people. Whereas by starting it at 65, you're including more members of the African American and Latino population. So, but I agree with you. We don't have the diversity of ideas anymore because, oops, he hung up or we lost him, because we all tend to just watch or read or listen to what we already agree with. So nice to have somebody who has some intellectual diversity and is willing to talk about different things. Phone lines are open at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Time's running out. Last chance. What do you want to talk about? We've talked about vaccines a lot, but you can certainly talk about anything you want to talk about. You know, something to do with our local government, something to do with somebody who's done a favor for you. Maybe there's something you want to publicize or report, or maybe there's something you have a question about. And I think Adams County Health Department's got a big problem on their hands now that they say they're going to vaccinate people over the age of 65. That's a huge amount of people to run through the Oakley Lindsay Civic Center. They're well prepared to do the testing. Let's hope they don't fall down on the distribution of the vaccine. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Good morning. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mary. It's Nick.
Well, hello, Nick. How are you?
Hey, I called about two things this morning. First of all, I hope our new mayor addresses some of the street pavement in Quincy. Some of our major streets really need repaved, so I hope they work with the street department and work on that.
Okay. That's number one on everybody's list.
Yeah. Number two, I wanted to give a shout out. I stopped at my favorite donut place in Hannibal this morning, Yummy Donuts. He has announced he's building a facility in Quincy, Illinois. It's going to be in the old Concord Cleaners building on 30th Street.
Wow, we heard it here first on WTAD. The Yummy Donut Shop from Hannibal is coming to the old Concord Cleaners near 30th and Broadway.
Correct, and they are the best donuts you'll ever eat.
Would you consider yourself an expert on eating donuts?
Yeah, I'm kind of a donut holic, so.
Well, it's nice to know that some business is thriving and surviving.
Exactly. All right, that's all I had. Well, have a good day.
That's all you need. Those are two great things. I love it. Everybody wants the streets in Quincy to be better. Nobody knows where we're going to get the money to make it happen. But I'm really glad to hear that we're going to get the Yummy Donut Shop from Hannibal in Quincy. So something to look forward to. More competition in the donut industry. Who'd have thunk it? Still time for your phone calls. The last one could still get in at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Dial immediamont. And magically, the phone lines are all lit up. Let's go to caller number one. What's on your mind? Hello.
Mary?
Yes.
You ought to tell that health department down there that they won't answer calls, and there ought to be a number or some way to set up so they know what the people can do to get that vaccine.
Right. We discussed that earlier. They're having an overload in their calling. Yeah. They've got
They won't answer your call.
Right. I understand. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's become a serious problem. Yeah, this gentleman is right. Okay, you're on the air. Good morning. Oh, they hung up. Okay, well, that gives us number three, who I thought would never get in. You're going to make it after all. Good morning.
Holy sock, I made it. Yeah. Hey, just a word of praise for the whoever does the lighting in the park down there. It's fantastic this year. All the trees and everything are all lit up, and we just have observed that several different times. Last night we just went down in the snow and just parked there and just watched it for a while. So whoever does,
I will tell you who does it. I will tell you who does it. It is the district. It is those downtown merchants.
Oh,
those downtown merchants do that. So if you really want to say thank you, yes, call the Mary Griffith Show. That's good. But go down and spend some money at those downtown merchants and thank them for those lights.
I'll do it.
That's not cheap. And so those downtown merchants put that up and put that on for the benefit of the whole city. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good to know that. And so they have to hire some electricians to go out there and do all that.
Oh, well, yeah. It's expensive. You got to pay the electric bill. You got to put it up. You got to buy the displays. I mean,
yeah,
there's nothing small time about it. And it's so funny. For years, people complained, why aren't there lights? Why aren't there lights? And then, you know, we were saying, well, who's going to pay for it? The district came up with the money, and now nobody knows to thank them. So they need to do more publicity. But, yeah, buy something from a downtown merchant.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Thanks for your all the things that you do for the community.
Thank you very much. Oh, boy, what a great way to end the Mary Griffith Show. I've loved every minute of it.